Hi, this is Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Are you tired of feeling housebound? I sure am. Break free with the new Unbound Cordless Auto Curler from Conair. It's a high-performance auto curler that's rechargeable and gives you up to 60 minutes of cord-free runtime. Just think of all of the incredible hair looks you can create in 60 minutes, unbound, away from your wall. Don't get tied down by cords. Love your look. Live unbound. Check it out at Conair.com and search Unbound.
It's 5-Step Friday here on The Genie Show, where we create 5 steps and I chat to an expert from anywhere in the world and they give us 5 steps in their expertise to create a happier life for ourselves. My next guest is someone I met a number of years ago. The first interaction I had with him was he was actually signing me up to a gym membership. So I think we were destined for this conversation on this podcast. I'm joined by Christopher Naina. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, well, thank you. You made me think about that time where I tried to sign you up for a gym membership.
It actually worked too.
Yeah.
It worked as well. And I figured out it was you because a few years later you came on to the morning show I had on Joy 94.9 as one of the Clio Bachelors. So that was quite an exciting time. And it looks like you, unlike myself, have been very consistent in your health habits. And you're going to be talking to us today about the 5 steps to creating balance through mindfulness and habits. So Chris, firstly, tell us a bit about your background and how you landed to where you are now.
Yeah, so consistency is a big part of my life. When I was about 16 years old, I was quite overweight. I was still physically active, loved my sport, but I felt quite unhealthy. Diet was terrible. And I ended up going to the doctors to have a blood test. And when I had the blood test results came in and my blood glucose levels were quite elevated, my dad's a diabetic, so it was quite a shock. And the doctor said, oh, you're going to have to sort out your diet and keep active. Otherwise, you may get diabetes later on. So that was a real shock to me. And at that stage, my two older brothers were training in the gym quite a bit. So I decided to join them and fix up my diet and had quite a big growth spurt. My body just changed a lot during that time. And I think because I was changing a lot and my shape was changing, I got a lot of positive reinforcement from the people around me, and that just helped push me along. Ever since, I've just kept working at my health, my diet, training in particular. I joined a football team and just I turned my gym into, it was like a home away from home. I'd spend hours there just training, and it just became an obsession from there. So I've probably missed a handful of training days since. So it's now 11 years later and I'm still as consistent as ever. Yeah, so that's my training background.
That's pretty awesome because I do see your Instagram posts about your home gym and your food prep is off the wall. Like, it's fantastic, the meals that you make. It always makes me jealous. I'm like, yo, Chris, can you cook for me?
Yeah, well, the bulk of it is pretty plain and basic. So I like to say I eat for function, not for taste when it comes to the bulk, just because I've automated my meal prepping. So then everything's just consistent. I know how many calories I'm getting. I know how to manipulate my energy and my body composition based on those meals. So So I cook every like 3 days and just make sure I got access to meals all the time. So it just takes out like the guesswork, thinking about what you're going to eat next and how you're going to prepare the meal. It's already just there. So I found that consistency day to day has just helped me manage my energy levels and my body composition and depending on where my goals are at.
Well, you've dropped the C word quite a lot, and I'm not talking about the four-letter C word, the C word being consistency. That's a different kind of C word. Consistency is one of those things that it's absolutely crucial if you want to create habits, obviously, and especially habits around balance and health and mindfulness and that sort of thing. So you're going to be diving into 5 steps to creating balance through mindfulness and habits, Chris. So in your experience, clearly you've got a pretty diversified background and you've come from a place where you had to really implement these strategies and these habits and maintain this consistency to get to where you are today, which is, I'm assuming, a pretty elite athlete level because all the moves that you do, I'm like, I would be in a lot of pain attempting them, not even doing them. So what would you say is the first step to creating that, Chris?
Having goals, not just like one or two goals, but having it across like multiple domains of your life. One thing I like to do is a little brainstorming exercise with myself and with my clients as well, where you just have a big sheet of paper, you write down your goals in different areas. So it may be fitness and health, it may be relationship, finance, just all the aspects of your life that create balance, or what you believe balance is. So for me personally, I've always had career has been an option. So I've always set goals in relation to my career. Health and fitness have been a big one. Nutrition's been a big one, and relationship. And yeah, and then just the side hustle. That's another. So actually my background's in acute care cardiology as a nurse. And I transitioned late last year into personal training. Personal training was actually a side hustle for a while. That's why I've got my gym at home in my garage. That was just a little project I was working on. And I thought to myself, a lot of people want me to train them. It's been a passion for so long. Why don't I just turn it into a job? As I was working in the hospital full time, I was taking on clients outside of those hours. And then I got to a point where I could transition into full-time personal training. And so I've been, working in that regard. So set some goals in that side hustle or your passion or your little hobby. I think that's important too. So seeing the whole picture rather than just one or two goals.
I like how you start with goal setting, because I think in a lot of spiritual practices and just in any kind of successful practice, having a vision or I guess setting an intention to what you want to create or achieve is a great way to start. So from setting goals, what is the next step to five steps to creating balance through mindfulness and habits, Chris?
So I kind of mentioned in the last point, but identifying exactly what balance means for you. Balance may be like sleep, time for friends, work, personal development stuff, education, passions and hobbies. What is balance for you? So for me, my balance would be, more the training and health element. So making sure that I'm on top of my meals and my nutrition, getting my fitness in there, sleeping adequately. So aim for 7 to 8 hours a day, making sure that I have a social life as well. So, and then getting them out. So it's a bit harder these days because my training schedule is a bit scattered depending on when clients come in to train, because they train outside of that 9 till 5 generally. So it's harder for me to find balance these days, but I still find it through, So I guess for the 9 till 5, we'll be working 8 hours of the day, 8 hours for extracurricular stuff, and then 8 hours for sleeping. So finding out what you can do in that extra 8 hours where you're not working or sleeping, where you can create that balance, I find that's important.
I love how you said balance and defining your own balance, because I think balance is very personal and it's going to vary from person to person and can, contingent on their circumstances, their work life, how much sleep they need. So I like how you've kind of broken it up into 8, 8, 8, which is a very good strategy. And defining your own balance is great to kind of manage your goals and what you want to achieve. So from the first step, which is set a goal, to then defining your own balance, what's the third one, Chris?
A big thing I find really important is habits, and we did mention that in the question. I did have an internal debate when I read the question, because it's 5 steps to creating balance through mindfulness and habits.
Right.
So your definition of mindfulness is like a state of being conscious or aware of something, and a habit is something that requires little to no conscious thought, and they're kind of automatic. So it's kind of opposing sort of ideas. But I'll talk a little bit about habits. So being mindful in relation to what your habits are. So they may be advantageous to your goals, or they may be detrimental to your goals. So it's about being mindful of which way or they're pushing you. So if it's a health and fitness goal you have, like smoking cigarettes may be or will be detrimental to the health and fitness goal. Whereas if you're automating your meal prep and it's a habit just to get into the kitchen every Sunday and Wednesday and prepping 6 meals, so you've got meals at hand, that's going to be advantageous to your health and fitness goal. So being mindful of what your habits are. I was reading something recently about how habits formulate like 60% of your day. So 60% of your day is just automated, what you go into just automatically without any conscious thought. So being aware of what you're doing on a day-to-day basis and whether that's beneficial or detrimental. I think it was Charles Duhigg. He's a journalist who came up with 3 key elements to a habit loop. The first element is like the cue or the trigger. Have you heard of this before? So the cue, the routine and the reward?
No, I haven't actually heard that. I'm really intrigued.
Okay, so he came up with 3 elements, and the first one is a cue or a trigger. So let's use an example of a smoker, okay? They may smell the smoke, And that will then cue them to execute the routine, which would be then to go join and have a smoke themselves. The reward would be the dopamine and the release from actually smoking. So it's a loop that kind of fuels itself. But by being aware of the actual cue and your routine or your habit in relation to the cue, just being mindful of that will give you an opportunity to break it. Or what's something that you habitually do that you wish you wouldn't have or you shouldn't have?
I'm getting better at this, but I mindlessly snack. I think it's one of those things that it's, and I think what you mentioned in habits is very key there, Chris, where you talk about it seems to be the more practical side of putting into place and executing your goals and your consistency and everything like that. But sometimes, you know, when you're tired and you kind of, I zone into my work so much that I don't pay attention sometimes to what I eat. And I think that's just a habit I formed because, you know, I'm just not preparing meals. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just going to go get some food. And I don't make the best nutritional choices for myself.
And what would you say the trigger is to that? Not being prepared or being disorganized?
Absolutely. I think not being prepared is a huge one.
Not being prepared? Even things like anxiety and stress, that kind of triggers that just that mindless eating, even overexcitement, you can end up overeating.
Probably more overexcitement for me, Chris.
Yeah, overexcitement. So that's the cue. That's what's triggering you to then execute the routine, which would then be to eat and snack and things like that on things that you think you shouldn't be. And then you get the reward, which is the endorphins associated with eating those snacks. So if you're mindful of those three elements, you can have an opportunity to intervene and think about whether it's advantageous to your goal or detrimental. So even just writing it down on paper, something that you wish you wouldn't be doing, or if you know it's harmful to your progression, then to think about alternative routines that you can do.
Great. No, that's a great tip there, Chris. I think being prepared and you know, kind of avoiding putting myself into these situations or being prepared is probably the way to go. So you've given us some pretty cool steps here, Chris, and I think they're all kind of marry up with each other, setting a goal, defining your own kind of version of balance and what that means to you, and then having habits to really execute those goals or set the cogs in place to turn. What's the fourth step?
So the fourth step I've come up with is to schedule and time manage. So it kind of leads on from the previous point, setting goals. So having a schedule and time managing. I went into it before, but you've got 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of work roughly, and 8 hours of extracurricular time where you can spend on doing those other important things. Have you heard of the Pareto principle before?
The Pareto principle? No, sounds like a very delicious chocolate, so I'm paying attention.
So Pareto, I forgot his first name, but he was an Italian man who discovered that there was a rule or a principle in nature and amongst like a lot of things in life. But it states that for like many events, you get roughly 80% of the effects come from 20% of the causes, or 80% of the results come from 20% of the work. So he's got this 80-20 principle. When you take this in relation to balance, 20% of your time spent on one aspect or something that's important to you, you'll get 80% of the results. So if you spend a lot more time, say you spend 90% on something, it kind of has that diminishing results effect. So one thing I like to do is to split up that extra 8 hours of my day into five different subsections. So, and then I can allow myself to spend that extra 20% on those little subsections, which allows me to get 80% of the results from things. So for example, if I spend 60% of my day training, it's going to have the diminishing effects. So it will probably result in overtraining and I won't see the same results if I spend 20%. Allow my body to adequately recover and things like that. So yeah, balance. So keeping a schedule and actually keeping a diary is super important. I'm a big list maker and I like to organize my day from hour to hour. It gives you an opportunity to have a look at what your schedule for the day looks like. It allows you to prioritize. So sometimes I have a look at my diary and I'm like, are you being efficient or are you being effective? So they're two quite different things. Efficiency, I can get a lot done, but is it effective or is it am I doing things that are important? So prioritizing is a big one that I'm just coming to terms with and becoming better at that. Yeah. So, and there was a famous quote by Bruce Lee. He said, "One does not accumulate, but eliminate. It is not the daily increase, but daily decrease. The height of cultivation always run to simplicity." Learning to say no to things and just excluding the things that don't really matter. So yeah, by time managing and scheduling, you kind of have an overview of your day and take that into consideration.
Wow. Learning to say no to things. I think that's a whole different podcast topic altogether, Chris.
I think so too, yeah. I keep opening up little bits.
We'd have to have you back to explore that a little bit further. So just to wrap up, Chris, you've given us some really awesome value here in 5 steps to creating balance through mindfulness and habits. But I'm wondering, so you've got set a goal, define your own balance, habits, schedule, and time manage. What would be the last step to that, in your opinion, to achieve this?
Being present. I guess that's the whole concept of mindfulness, is to be conscious and present.
Very zen of you. I love it.
So just being aware, I guess, of your actions and what they're doing. Sometimes we get a bit stressed and we think about the future too much and it makes us anxious. Like, our brains have developed to a point where we try to predict the future and we try to make sense of it, and quite often it's not accurate. So this creates a fair bit of stress and anxiety for a lot of us, and it takes us away from being present. So being present and actually putting meaning to everything you do, I find, is really important. In particular, when it comes to the health and fitness side of things, mindful eating is a big one. So just being aware of what you're eating and just taking the time to appreciate your food rather than being distracted, being on your phone or being in front of the television. We quite often overeat as a result or not appreciate what we're eating. So mindful eating is a big thing. I find really important if you're keen on losing weight, just appreciating your food, tasting the flavors, looking at what the macronutrients balance is, which is like your fats, proteins, and carbs, and just thinking about what your portion sizes are. Like, the more attention you pay to that, the more you'll be aware of what your diet is. I can keep going on about that, but we'll save that for another day. So being present.
Fantastic. Well, Chris Naina, thank you so much for your time. I've absolutely loved having you on 5-Step Friday. We'll have to have you back where you can teach us some pretty cool recipes that you've got going on in your Instagram and some pretty good exercise routines. We might have to do a video episode for that one. But thanks so much for your time, and we have to have you back on The Ginny Show.
Cheers, Ginny. Thank you. It's time to party, The Ginny Show.